702 and Cape Talk.
The Midday Report.
23 minutes past 12 o'clock, and the nation is now waiting for the next move by President Jacob Zuma. And it was very interesting today because the ANC's Secretary General Esma Hlahla and his deputy went to the official presidential residence in Pretoria and handed over a document. And the ANC has now told the President Jacob Zuma that we will be recalling you. You do need to step down. On the line is Eyewitness News senior reporter Barry Bapen, who's at the official residence. Good afternoon, Barry. Welcome to the Midday Report. Now, President Zuma surely has no more options. What did you see this morning?
Yeah, good afternoon, Ray. Well, it was around about 9:30 this morning that we saw that convoy of vehicles coming in. Well, two vehicles with those Free State plates, which we understand to be Esma Hlahla's official vehicles. We understand he was being accompanied by his deputy, Jesse Duarte, and that they were here to deliver that letter conveying the ANC NEC's decision to recall the president. Now, they spent about an hour and a half here before departing. We understand or assume they're probably heading back to the Thule House in Johannesburg. But then a short while ago, say about 30 minutes ago, there was a convoy of about five vehicles which left this estate. They left in the Sanza Bopape Street from the Sanza Bopape Street gate. So we didn't see them, but we do have colleagues down there who have confirmed this. We don't know who was in that convoy. It certainly wasn't the president, but it does appear that there was another high-level delegation that came here to speak to the president.
So, Barry, what other activity has there been? There's any crowds perhaps gathered?
The only crowd here, Ray, are those of journalists, camping out here to see whether or not the president is going to be leaving or not. There's been the normal activity outside the estate. You've got various state vehicles coming and going, police officers changing shift and the like. But besides that, it's relatively quiet.
Eyewitness News senior reporter Barry Bapen on the line from Pretoria.